activists detained on Gaza flotilla extended. A court in Israel has extended the detention of two activists arrested on a Gaza-bound flotilla, sparking concerns over the treatment of protesters. The two men, Saif Abu Kashek from Spain and Tiago Avila from Brazil, were detained late on Wednesday and brought to Israel, while more than 100 other pro-Palestinian activists were taken to Greece. The court's decision has been met with criticism from governments around the world, including Spain and Brazil, which issued a joint statement calling their detention illegal. The activists were part of a second global Sumud flotilla, launched in an attempt to break Israel's blockade of Gaza by delivering humanitarian assistance. The ships had set sail from Barcelona on April 12, with the goal of reaching Gaza and providing aid to civilians. However, Israeli authorities intercepted them in international waters near Greece, detaining over 100 activists. The two men were subjected to violence during their arrest and kept handcuffed and blindfolded until Thursday morning. The Israeli military has defended its actions, saying that staff were compelled to act to stop what it described as violent physical obstruction by Abu Kashek and Avila. However, human rights groups have raised concerns over the treatment of protesters in such situations. The extended detention highlights the complexities of international law and the challenges faced by pro-Palestinian activism. It also raises questions about the balance between security measures and the protection of human rights. The situation remains tense, with many activists still being held without charge or access to a lawyer. The international community is watching closely as this case unfolds, with implications for freedom of speech and assembly around the world. As the situation continues to develop, it is essential to consider the broader context of the Gaza blockade and its impact on civilians. The flotilla's mission was clear: to deliver humanitarian assistance to those in need. Ultimately, the outcome of this case will depend on the actions taken by the Israeli government and the international community. Will the rights of protesters be protected, or will they be silenced? The world is watching as this case makes its way through the courts, with many hoping for a just and peaceful resolution.